Welcome to Business Ninjas, brought to you by Right For Me, where you'll hear from business leaders who are out there growing their business and slaying it every day. Learn from the masters. Let's get started.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Business Ninjas. I'm here today with Steve Lovig, Director of Human Resources at Homestar Financial Corporation. How you doing today, Steve?
I'm well, Andrew. Thanks. Yourself, I hope, doing well?
I'm good, thank you. I appreciate you spending some time with us here on Business Ninjas. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and about Homestar Financial Corporation.
Yeah, I'd love to. I actually had a different career for a while. I was in radio as an on-air guy for a few years, and then decided, like a number of adults do, hey, maybe I should have finished that college degree. So went back to school and recognized in those psych classes primarily that I was fascinated with why people did or didn't do certain things. But in the work environment, I didn't want to be a counselor, but I found out about this thing called human resources. And my first gig out of my undergrad then was an internship with GE Capital, which turned into a five-year career with GE and led to me continuing a few other organizations, landing in 2016 with Homestar as their director of HR. I've got to tell you this though, real quickly, Andrew, in early 2018, one of our top producers was introducing me to a new team, a new employee for his team. And he introduced me as Captain HR and it just sort of stuck ever since.
Slightly different from your DJing days name.
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you call yourself in those days?
Steve Dallas.
Steve Dallas. And yeah. And what sort of music were you spinning?
Wow, I did a little bit of everything. I did a lot of years in country. I did pop and, I guess the term was adult contemporary. It's what adults 25 to 54 were supposed to be listening to.
According to your sponsors, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah.
Most people don't refer to HR as a gig, so I could have deduced that you had something in that world a few years back.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Homestar Financial Corporation.
Yeah. We're in the mortgage industry, home mortgages specifically. We do purchases. So if somebody wants to buy a home, they would come to us. We actually do very little refinance. That's never been something that we focused on. Specifically, our focus is first-time home buyers and new construction builders. We are licensed to do home mortgages in about 40 states, might be 41 now. We expect to be in all 48, though, by the end of this year, 48 contiguous states. Excellent. And we're headquartered in Gainesville, Georgia. That's about 90 minutes north of Atlanta, and have almost 100 branch offices in those other states that we're licensed in.
I'm going to say that Homestar is glad that it has not counted on the refi business, because these days, with the cost of money, that is not happening very often.
Yeah, yeah. Even in 2020 and early 2021, when there was a lot of refi business going on, we didn't turn business away, but that's not been our focus of where we go to start relationships with builders or realtors. And I think the largest portion we had was probably like less than 25% of our business, even at the height of the refis. So you're right. We didn't have as much to lose when those refis dried up. We had still continued to focus on that home purchase.
Yeah. And tell me about the last couple of years. I know it's,
yeah,
COVID era is a little different from the last 6 months of interest rate hikes and things like that. But tell me about how Homestar has been able to grow the business through the COVID years.
Yeah, it was interesting. We're, I mentioned, headquartered in Georgia. And in March, I think around the 12th, 13th of March of 2020, our governor shut down the state like many other governors had done in the days before that. And they said to made the announcement on Friday. The following Monday, schools were closed. A lot of businesses were closed. And we came into the office Monday morning to the leadership team to meet with the CEO. And he said, we're going home. And we, within a matter of days, became a fully remote organization. Now, thankfully, I'd had some insights into what might happen. I certainly didn't predict all of it and didn't know that we were going to be working from home almost 3 years later, but I had been watching the other states. I had been hearing about what the governor and his folks might be planning for the state of Georgia. And I really thought the impact was going to be primarily for our employees who had kids in school, because the schools would be closed, daycares might be closed, moms and dads didn't have some place to put the kids during the day, and those employees therefore might need to work at home. So I'd already been working with our IT team to see what we had on site that wasn't being used and how quickly we could get equipment out to employees' homes. But our IT team did a yeoman's job in March and April of 2020 to get those, to get the equipment set up. And our folks, within a matter of days, were classified as, what was it? We were allowed to continue our work, had to wear masks, but we were allowed to be out driving, conducting business in offices, that sort of thing. And in May of 2020, the state of Georgia opened back up, and we just kept at it. Our leadership talked to our sales folks, our mortgage loan originators, and said, here are some of the things you can do that that might be a little different. Our IT team got us set up with video conferencing, which we hadn't had much of in the past. And we continued, although in a different way, without having to meet face to face, which had been our practices. We were doing it via phone calls and video calls and continuing to meet the demands of the builders and the realtors that we had partnered with. We increased our headcount by about 20%. Wow. And that was primarily hiring regular full-time employees. We did some contractors to onboard, but an awful lot of hiring that we did during 2020 and early 21. And we were able to keep up with the demand.
I got to ask, I've often wondered in the last couple of years, the vast majority of protections that were enacted were for renters and for, you know, eviction moratoria and things like that. But nobody talks about the impact on the homeowners and the landlords in terms of mortgages. You know, what was the ripple effect of that, of people being allowed not to pay their rent for a protracted period of times while mortgages are still due for from the owners?
We had a couple of challenges. We sell most of our mortgages, but we do keep some and service 5% or so of the loans that we close. And so we had it kind of from both directions. We had the loans that we were servicing on our books with people saying that they needed that downtime. They weren't going to be able to pay for 90 days, 6 months, whatever it that moratorium was. And then we also had the people, the investors that we sold the loans to, were saying, well, we're not going to buy more loans if we're not getting paid for the ones we have by the homeowners, by the borrowers. Luckily, some help came in and from the government for the investor side, as well as for the borrower side. And we kept bringing in more business and we were able to stay on top of that hump.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, in terms of HR, It's got to be a little different for you when you're not in the room seeing people across the hall at their desks or around the water cooler.
Yes.
How do you deal with your folks at the same level that you need to when they're all working remotely?
It's been interesting. I am a big proponent of one-on-one conversations with managers and their direct reports. And I am a big believer in the communication with the leadership team as a whole. And I had long wanted to do what we wound up calling a town hall. It is a monthly webinar, if you will, hosted by the CEO, where we bring in different departments and we talk about different things that are going on. We'll bring in the director of underwriting if there are some new policies that have been put in place by HUD during the month. We'll do some light training on those calls. And we'd never had that before. And we said, hey, we're all remote now. Let's do this. I was able to convince most managers that they had to have those one-on-one meetings. They couldn't just drop by somebody's desk in the office anymore because they were, 14 miles away at their own home. So having those one-on-one touch points became even more important than before. We started those first couple of weeks that we were working remotely and really the state was kind of shut down. We had daily leadership calls. Each morning, we'd start off with leadership calls. That eventually slowed to becoming a one day a week. But here we are in March of 2023, and we still have those weekly leadership calls. It allows the different departments to share with the other departments. The CEO could certainly get his message out, and the teams then are continuing, the departments are continuing to have their team meetings and their one-on-ones. I mentioned the video was a bit of a challenge early on. Our technology was not really set up to handle a video feed or so many video feeds. And a lot of our folks didn't even have cameras. If you didn't have a laptop, chances are you didn't have a camera available. So we were able to very quickly get cameras out to the employees, the managers, and I coached and counseled the managers on how important it was for both parties to be using that video camera whenever possible. And I just finished up a call earlier this morning. We have a weekly HR huddle. That's what our weekly call is referred to. And I tell my folks, come on, unless there's a specific reason, I need you all to be on camera so we can all see each other. It really does make a difference. But I'll tell you one thing that I did notice, I was actually working from home on Fridays before the pandemic hit and started working from home on a regular basis. And I started to realize that, oh, this isn't a once a week thing that I'm just walking down the hallway and going to our spare bedroom to set up my office. This is an ongoing thing. And I thought back to, there were a lot of days when I'd go into our corporate office and it's about a 90-minute drive for me. So I go into the office and I'd get so stuck on documentation of something or responding to emails or even having phone calls that I didn't walk around the office. And I might have spent 90% of my day in my office. So I looked at it that way that, we weren't necessarily interacting with each other face-to-face all that often anyhow. And in many ways, the video camera gives us more of an opportunity to see each other.
Yeah. Hey, as long as you have policies and procedures in place and communicate and you make sure that everybody has the incentive to be productive, regardless of where mm-hmm. they are, your overhead drops like a stone, right?
Yes.
So if you can make people comfortable and keep them on the right path, again, the profits would theoretically soar. You don't have an office. You're not paying utilities. You're not paying insurance. You don't have liability. You're not as worried about interpersonal relationships in the office, right? We won't refer to Toby from The Office at this point because that's a humorous rabbit hole. But again, not everybody thrives in this situation. There's a lot of people who need to be around human beings, and I'm sure that you encounter that.
We do, and we make arrangements for that. For example, we still have our corporate office. It would seat about 110 people on a full environment, and we don't have more than about 40 there on any typical day. But for example, one of my HR reps is a single mom with elementary school age children. And it was very difficult for her to try and work from home. She just had too many distractions, even when the kids weren't there. And she brought it to us and asked if she could work from the office occasionally. And what we saw was that her performance very quickly improved. And we said, we'd like you in the office 5 days a week. So she is. And there were other teams that had the same thing. Sometimes it was a performance-based, no, you can't work remotely anymore. You need to come into the office because they were not getting the work done.
Sure. Well, and again, I guess that then it becomes frustrating because the company still has to keep that large, high capacity building in operation, even though you have a skeleton crew going on. So at some point there has to be a giant restructuring, I would think.
I'm curious to hear more and more about what other companies are doing. We had our corporate office in Gainesville, Georgia. I mentioned a little north of Atlanta. And then about 15 minutes down the road, we had an operations center that had room for another 140 or so people. And we did finally close that office last year. We were having 10 and 15 people in there in a day. And we said, no, this is kind of nutty. And we were able to move those folks over to the corporate offices in Gainesville. But you're right, there's still an awful lot of office space that is not being used. And we're talking about how we can maybe make some changes there.
Sure. Now, back up to Homestar a little bit. Yeah. Is this completely consumer clients or is there any sort of corporate finance going on here?
Not sure I know what you mean, Andrew. Can
you? No, you guys write mortgages for home loans, any sort of commercial real estate involved in this at all, any sort of corporate clients?
No. We are a home mortgage lender. Yep.
Just confirming. Your name says so. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't leaving out a pathway of your business in the conversation.
Yeah, understand. Yeah.
What makes you guys stand out from your competition?
You know, I think primarily it is the heart of the organization. We started in 2002. Our founder and still CEO, Wes Hunt, started with six other people. Wes and three of those people still work for us that were here in the very beginning. And there wasn't necessarily a plan to get to mortgages in 48 states or 1,000 loans a month. It was, let's get one more than we had yesterday, one more than we had last month. And so the company grew truly very organically until about 2008, 2009, where there was a huge change in the market and in the economy across the states. And a lot of mortgage brokers closed their individual shops. There was no longer the support that they had, and there weren't a lot of loans being done at that point in time either. And a number of those people eventually came to be part of Homestar Financial Corporation, those brokers that closed their shop. They became our branch managers, and they would open up their brokerage, what used to be, in the city where they lived and would now continue to be able to work. And, you know, some companies frown upon hiring relatives. We actually support it. We have an employee referral program, and we encourage people that you know, even your family members, to come to work for us. Because if you think about it, you're not going to invite your brother-in-law to come in to work for your company if you don't think they're going to be really good members of the company going forward. So I think the relationship that started with that handful of people has continued. The CEO is an active day in, day out individual, whether it's working with me from an HR rewards and recognition program to specific HUD policies to individual loans. You know, we can close loans. We can work with somebody that may have a lower credit score than a corporate giant would be able to, because we look at the risk. Our CEO is a mortgage professional. He knows the risk, and it's up to him to accept it or not, versus a major corporation that has the policies and the strict, this is what you do, this is what you don't do. So because of that, I feel like we are able to help more people across the board. Our primary customer is a first-time home buyer. So our loan amounts are typically smaller than some of the other organizations, but we often make that up with volume.
And I mean, statistically speaking, the news cycle is that first time home ownership is way down. Are you guys seeing that across the board?
Sure. The number of mortgages that we're able to close this year is significantly less than last year, which is significantly less than the year before. But we are continuing to see first-time home buyers find the right home, and we're able to help them get in. One of the things that our mortgage loan originators do is, if you come to us and you can't qualify for a loan, you have horrible credit, you have credit scores in the 500s, whatever, we don't turn you away. We say, you know what? We can't help you get a loan right now, but we can help you become prepared to get a loan. And we'll help you at every step along the way. If you'll stick with us, it may take 12 months, may take 24 months, but here are the things we need you to do. And our LOs become, our mortgage loan originators become almost financial advisors. They're not, and I probably need to be careful about using that term, but they're helping this individual with, you know, if you're a first-time home buyer, you may not know what a budget is supposed to look like. You probably have no idea what other costs are going to hit you as a homeowner that you haven't had to worry about as somebody that maybe lived with a family member or rented. So we're still very focused on helping that first-time home buyer in any way we can along the way.
Well, hey, I think it's impressive that no matter how large and successful Homestar Financial Corp has gotten over the years, it still sounds very hands-on, sort of small town, relationship-driven experience, and that's impressive.
Very much so. We have these 100 or so branches in, you know, some are in major cities, Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Texas, but they're typically in the main parts of town where the other businesses are going on, and you see realtors, you see builders, you see people walking from one store to another. And the branch managers, the mortgage loan originators that work in those branches live in that area. It's where they spend their money. It's where their kids go to school, and they become a part of that community. Something that is very important to our organization is the community involvement in giving back to places where we live and work. We have a program that we refer to as Homestar Cares. It's the philanthropic arm, if you will, of our business. And an individual that's part of the HR team is the employee philanthropic specialist. And she gets word from the communities, from the branch managers about what they're doing in their communities, and also puts out ideas for others to get involved. We have the payroll donation. We're corporately involved with feedingamerica.org and Habitat for Humanity. So we encourage our employees, if they're able, to not just give money, but give of their time as well.
Hey, community is super important in a company, with your clients. And in this remote era, it's important that somebody at the top of the HR food chain has your energy and is driving the ship in that communal sort of way. So I appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
Any advice to companies out there that need their ship righted in the context of human resources?
Sure. Remember the people that work at your organization. They need to be recognized, and it would be great to be rewarded too. But recognition doesn't have to be a $500 gift card. It doesn't have to be a trophy. It can be, and sometimes this is even more meaningful, a handwritten note from their manager. A comment from a CEO will make an employee's year, if not career. And so it can be little things. And the focus of remembering, especially when the culture is built on relationships. And as you've said, Andrew, now we're not around each other physically all that much. It's recognizing people for the little things and the big things that they do on a consistent basis.
Excellent. Hey, that's good advice across the board, and I appreciate that.
Certainly.
What is something you would like to be celebrating personally and professionally a year from today?
It's, as we've talked about, been a rough couple of years. We actually had some staff reductions in 2022, and so a year from now, I want to know that we are firmly back in the black and we are able to reward those employees who stuck with us and continued to do more with less very often. It'll be great to ensure that those employees receive wage increases and other bonuses that they've not seen for almost 3 years. It's part of what we agreed to do as employees and the leadership team, that we've got to cut costs. One of those ways is to hold salaries back. And we want to be at a point soon, a year from now, where we could say, thank you very much for your dedication and your giving of yourself, including compensation. Here is recognition for that in some way.
Excellent. Well, as I said, I appreciate that it's your energy at the top of that food chain for your company. And personally, what would you like to be celebrating?
Oh, personally. Well, I started riding a bike again about 3 years ago, and I've not had a chance. I've had some technical difficulties this year, but I was going to do 1,000 miles, not at once, over the course of a year.
Thank you for clarifying.
I got well over 500 last year, so I'm shooting for 1,000. It'll probably be closer to 700 this year, but I would like to get that that mileage under my belt.
Excellent. I wish you the best of luck in that endeavor. Please tell us where everyone can find Homestar Financial Corp. What's your URL and what social media channels you're using these days?
Well, we're using all the social media channels that other folks are dealing with. We even we have our mortgage loan originators talking to people about being first-time home buyers on TikTok. So we're certainly in Instagram, we're in LinkedIn, we're in Facebook, as I mentioned, TikTok. Our corporate, our main URL is Homestar FC. It's Homestar Financial Corporation. So homestarfc.com. You can learn how to be a first time or anytime home buyer. Learn about mortgages. You can learn about the organization. You can learn about being an employee at Homestar.
Excellent. Steve Lovick, Director of Human Resources at Homestar Financial Corporation. Thank you for your time. I wish you and yours all the best and continued success and continued fabulous culture at Homestar Financial.
Oh, thank you so much, Andrew. This has been a real kick for me. I appreciate it. You made it easy.
Hey, are you a business ninja? Want to be interviewed like this? Give us a shout. Go to www.writeforme.io, WRITEFORME.io, and schedule a time to meet with us, and we'll make it happen. Keep slaying it, y'all.